This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Audible, the leading provider of audio content on the internet. With Audible, you can enjoy books freely wherever you'd like and doing whatever you'd like. Download a free audiobook and a 30-day free trial by visiting audible.com/bangbang today. That's audible.com/bangbang. That is right. Welcome, one and all. It is Friday at noon. Comedy Death Ray is on the air. This is Indie 103 point, I forget, 1.com? I'm your host, Scott Aukerman. Welcome. This is Comedy Death Ray. Coming up on the show, let me just tell you who's on the show today, okay? And then we'll get to the show. But I just want to hype it. Just want to tell you a little bit about it before we start. We have the Clown Prince of Pop, Weird Al Yankovic, is our guest in the studio. All hour. Not just for 5-10 minutes, just popping by, just to plug whatever he has going. No, he's here all hour long. Then a little later on the show, we have the Clown Princesses of Pop. Garfunkel and Oates are also here. A meeting of the musical minds here on Comedy Death Ray today. I'm your host, Scott Aukerman. And why don't we just get to it? Let me turn to my immediate left and welcome our first guest.
Well, hello, Scott.
Al, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Now, explain what's going on with your voice. You mentioned it. Now, is that a character? That's not a character.
No, this is not the Froggy Al character. No, I've been in the studio for the last couple of days. I'm taking a break to do the show here.
I
sang for about 12 hours each day for the last couple of days. We're trying to finish up the album.
And that's 12 hours straight. That's not taking breaks. Singing 12.
Not going to the bathroom. You're holding it all in.
You're doing a 12-hour song on your next record.
It's an epic concept piece. Yes.
How amazing would that be?
Yes.
You know, get that going. I would love that, a 12-hour song. What's the longest song, I wonder, in the Guinness Book of World Records?
I don't know. Is it the Ring Cycle Opera or something like that?
Oh, yeah. How
possibly
long is that?
I don't know. It's about 5 hours. I just got invited to go see that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Where?
Some theater, I think.
Really?
Where they have an orchestra.
Are you going to go?
I can't.
Yes. So, Froggy Al, here on the show today. Thank you so much for making time. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
You were on the show very early in its inception. This show, I mean. I believe show 8, I think, that we did.
Are you into double digits now?
Yes, we're in. I believe this is 53,
wow,
as a matter of fact. We just had our year anniversary, and you were very kind to come on very early in the show and give it legitimacy.
I'm an early adopter. I'm on the bleeding edge.
And I believe at the time I said you were the most famous person who will ever be on the show. Since then, Ben Stiller's come on.
Oh,
so,
wow.
But he only came by again for a good 15 minutes,
and
then he was out
the
door.
I'm not even going to count that one.
No, you are here. You're willing to do whatever we're going to do. You're not even here really to plug anything.
Come early, stay late, or else it doesn't count.
Exactly. Thank you so much for coming. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming tour.
Mine?
No, mine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
sure.
We're going to talk about that, and you're just going to give me some pointers.
All right. I'll do what I can.
I have incredible stage fright. What do I do about that?
Drink heavily.
Did you ever have stage fright?
Yeah. I mean, to some degree, I still do from time to time.
Really?
Yeah, depending what the situation. If I'm in a really odd situation that I haven't been in before, or it's unfamiliar surroundings, yeah, it's a little scary sometimes.
Do you think it's because you wonder how you're being perceived or if you're being judged by people? Is that what it is?
I keep wondering if my pants are going to fall down. That's the main thing.
That's the only thing.
I mean, being naked on stage and forgetting the words. Forgetting the words while naked is my biggest fear in the world.
Do you have dreams about it?
More than snakes. Most of my dreams are about that, frankly, yes.
And snakes.
And
coming
flying
at your head.
And flying naked.
Flying naked into a barrel of snakes.
Falling out of a building naked while forgetting the words. Covered with snakes.
I mean, we were talking a little bit before the show. You have forgotten
that was
the words.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to engage you. Usually you come with some handlers and they advise me not to look you in the eye.
No eye contact. That was in the contract, Scott.
But you have forgotten the words on stage. It's a common thing. Everyone does.
Yes.
And you said usually, what do you do?
Usually I blame it on the sound guy. Like, I pretend like the microphone just went out and then I like storm off stage like, I can't believe. That usually works.
And you memorize all, I mean, you memorize the words to all of your songs when you're out there on tour.
Isn't it crazy?
It's nuts.
All my songs I know by heart, pretty much.
But do you know the words to all of your songs that you've ever recorded?
Oh, no.
No, that would be impossible.
No, not off the top of my head. But I'd have to practice.
The ones you plan for the tour, you...
We tend to practice those, so we know what they are before we do them.
And the tour is, do you ever change it up? Do you do different... songs?
We don't change it up a lot. We have a couple swing positions in the set, meaning that...
Do you mean understudies?
Yes. Everyone...
A swing is a stage theater term for an understudy.
Ah,
okay,
yes. Well, I didn't mean it that way, but there's a couple songs that we'll either do one song or the other, depending on what we feel like.
So
it's pretty much the same set list, except there's a couple songs that we'll switch out during the show.
Because your tour is a multimedia event.
Oh, yes. Multimedia and an event.
Which would be difficult to switch around songs because, you know, cues lead into the other.
Yeah, because there's costume changes and there's film clips, and it's kind of, it can't be like wacky and take like audience requests in the middle of the show and switch things up. So it kind of has to go on a certain schedule in a certain order. But like I said, there's a couple parts in the show where we can do a different song or do something slightly out of the ordinary if we want to.
When you sit down to prepare a tour... do you say to yourself, okay, here's what I've done in the past, but I'm tired of some of this, but I want to do this now? Or is it, we need to give people what they want in this area, but I'm going to stretch myself here?
It's a little bit of all that, because, you know, you obviously want to play the hits.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still doing Eat It, although I've done it for 27 years.
How do you feel about Eat It?
You know, I'm here to entertain. I'm an entertainer. It's what the people want
to
hear.
I would be disappointed.
You know, see what I mean? So I play the audience favorites. I play the stuff that I want to play. I play some of my own personal favorite stuff. Just a little bit of everything. I mix it up. I try to do something from every one of the albums and just try to make it different than the last tour.
And in what way, I mean, I know you can't really talk about this tour because you don't want to spoil it for the people, or can you? I don't know.
I'll spoil part of it if you like.
Okay, great. I would love to. Like, what is different about it this time?
I'll be wearing a different shirt.
Okay, good.
That's
good.
Really all I can say.
Okay, fantastic. Look for that. Different shirt.
Yes.
Do you mean
yes.
A different shirt every night or a different shirt than the last tour?
That would be saying too much. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay, I'm so
Let
sorry.
Let your imagination go wild.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Yankovic. But in the past, how have you differed the tour up? Is it just song choice or is it like...
Mostly. I mean, but although, you know, the production gets a little bit higher and grander every time out.
Oh,
imagine. Like back in, our first tour, I think we had like a 16mm projector playing the Ricky video. And that was our whole multimedia presentation. And now we've got a big old extra widescreen projection system and a computer server, and there's a lot of stuff going on. So a lot of stuff in sync.
In sync is going to be there.
In sync will be opening for us.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing. Getting back together.
Joey Fatone is absolutely fantastic. You got to see him on our show.
Fatone.
Yes. Fatone.
Is that how you pronounce that?
Fatone? Fatonois.
Fatonois. Joey Fatonois. So yeah, I mean, the one time I saw you at the Orange County Fair.
Oh, I remember that.
Not last year. Like 5 years ago.
I remember that too.
Oh, you do remember that. You remember? Yes. Is that your standard reply, by the way, when people come up and say, "Oh, I saw you at"?
Oh yes, you're the one in the row next to the guy.
But you probably do remember the tour, is what I'm getting to.
Yes.
It was the All About the Pentiums tour.
Is that what we were calling it? Okay.
I think so. Yeah.
Then I certainly was there.
You were in a fat suit for part of it, I believe.
Oh,
for
yes,
the song
the fat suit. I think that was for my song Fat.
I think so. I'm not sure though. It may have been for the Saga Continues.
We might have been mixing it up. We've done some Halloween shows where you do different costumes for different songs.
Do you ever just want to stay in the fat suit? Like, I'm not getting out of this.
I do. Oh, it's comfy in there.
You ever just want to be like Tyra, just like walking around in the fat suit?
It'd be
just...
like Brian Wilson in a sandbox. Like, oh, Al's in the fat suit again. He just wants to be left alone in the fat suit.
Al's depressed today. He's in that fat suit all day.
Fat suit all day.
It's like that sign of depression where if you sleep on the couch, you know, people are like, what's wrong with Al? He's in his fat suit. Are you going to be playing songs from the new record in this tour?
The new record is including stuff that was on Internet Leaks, which actually got leaked last year. So we'll definitely be playing stuff from that.
Okay.
And as to whether or not I'll be playing something brand new that nobody has heard yet, that I will not say.
Really? It must be so difficult now. I mean, you're deeply entrenched in the music industry, and it's changed so much over the past... You've been around, I think, doing it for 29
years? 83 years, I
83
think.
Years. It's amazing.
Yes.
I mean, nowadays, you used to be able to go out and tour and, like, do a new song and just test it out, but nowadays everyone's recording it on their devices.
Well, that's the thing. That's also kind of the bummer about the tour. I mean, I like my stuff to be, like, a surprise and fresh and keep the humor intact. And after my first show in Delaware, probably the whole show will be online, or at least all the spoilers will be out there. So, yeah. You know. But that's the wild, new, brave world we live in.
But, you know, people can stay away from them. That's what a lot of people don't realize, is you can like, buy tickets to a tour and then stay away from watching it before you go. Like,
how do you do that?
You know, I mean, it's, like, insane to me
that
people would buy tickets for a show and then even look up the set list online. You know what I mean?
Like, you know, I have to say right now that the show is actually better in live action 3D Sensorama sound than it is on a ravioli-sized screen on your computer.
I know. I don't know why people would do that. I mean, I can understand if it's like, I guess part of the fear would be that people are going to post it online and then people would be like, I'm not going to go. I'm just going to watch it here online.
Or like, that sounds horrible. That sounds like recorded on somebody's phone.
I know. Why does he do a show
Why does he do a show? It sounds awful.
Oh, God.
And he looks all blurry. He looks pixelated.
I mean, you do right now. I do have to say.
I'm not going to pay for a pixelated concert.
So we're going to get to the exact dates coming up on the tour.
But that's important. It's good to know when they are.
It really is. You know, for a lot of people, you know, sometimes they'll buy a ticket and it doesn't have the date on there.
I know some fans that show up to venues and they just wait for me to show up, not knowing if I will or not. And that's usually a big waste of time.
I remember your In 3D tour.
I remember that.
Of course you do. I was a big fan. I mean, you know, I loved you as a boy. Now I love you as a man. But, yeah, I really wanted to go to that, and my parents wouldn't let me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Can you believe it?
Have you forgiven them?
No, I never
no,
will.
No, I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either.
I'm willing to call them up right now with you on the line.
Would you?
And say, fuck you, Mom and Dad. You know who else says it? No, Mom and Dad, if you're listening, I don't know why you would be, but don't take that personally. Happy Mother's Day.
How could they? How could they, really?
The tour is coming up. Can you talk about the new record? When's it coming out? I mean,
it's not coming out before the tour or most likely during the tour. So my guess would be after the tour sometime.
What, like 1 minute after the tour ends? What if it came out?
That would be great. I would like that. It could be 1 minute. It could be several years. But we're hoping that it will be not horribly long after the tour. I finish mixing these two songs, which I've just finished recording. I will have three more songs to record, which I have not written yet or conceptualized yet, one of which will hopefully be my new big smash hit.
You already plan on having a big smash hit before you've even thought of it.
That's on my calendar, like, write a big smash hit. So I'm hoping that these planets align correctly, that I can do that at some point before the end of the year.
So you have recorded two. Now, Internet Leaks was five, I believe?
That was five.
Five
and
songs?
I recorded two more songs earlier this year. I'm recording two more songs right now. So three more would give me the magic number of 12.
Which is about the standard full-length album.
It's what you've come to expect from your Al product.
Used to be 10, used to be 11 maybe, but
you
now
know,
it's 12.
I don't skimp. I go for the full 12.
Polka song, polka medley.
Well, I think that there would be unrest in the streets if I didn't have a polka medley on the new album.
That would finally cause Americans to rise up.
There would be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I don't want to be responsible for that.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. I know I can't ask you anything. I mean, it's got to be tough because people are out there doing parodies, you know, online. And it's like almost immediate. They put them up on, you know, online immediately the next day. And, I mean, to do them right and to do them with musicians, it takes time to be in the studio. It's not...
You know, YouTube was fantastic, but the bummer for me is I will never, ever again be the first person to do a parody of any song. Because there's always going to be 1,000 people that, you know, will just crank out something and have it up the next day, no matter how good it is.
Here's an idea, though. Go get the most, the world's most popular musicians, okay? Say the Black Eyed Peas, okay? Go to them before their album comes out and be like, guys, what do you have? What's your big hit single coming out? Let me work on the parody alongside your real version, okay? You do it with them, and then the day their big smash hit single comes out, you release your parody.
It should be, actually, I should put out my parody first.
Yes.
And then they can put out their unfunny version.
Yeah.
And then retroactively people go, oh, I get it.
I see. This song was really did not make any sense to me.
Makes sense now. Nailed it.
Retroactive nailed it. All right, we are going to have more with Weird Al Yankovic coming up. You know what I did was you were nice enough to send me your latest CD release, The Essential Weird Al Yankovic.
Ben would be gone by now.
He'd be out the
door. He'd be out the door.
Oh, my gosh.
I am sticking around.
He was out the door from the minute he walked in the studio, I have to mentally. But you were nice enough to send this to me, and it's basically a retrospective of your entire career, handpicked by you. The song's handpicked by you.
That's right.
And what I would love for you
to do is...
Physically picked. out in the fields. I would love for you to just call out a song that you want to hear, and we'll play it here.
Well, I would be cruel and say Trapped in the Drive-Thru because that would take up half your show. But instead, let's just do, Hardware Store.
Hardware Store, what?
Disc 2, Track 12.
Disc 2, Track 12, Hardware Store. This is Indie 103.1 on Comedy Death Ray. More with Al Yankovic coming up next. That is Hardware Store on Indie 103.1 by the ubiquitous Al Yankovic.
That's my new moniker. Thank you.
Ubiquitous Al Yankovic?
That's got a nice ring to it.
What record is that off of, aside from the
Originally
best
it was from the Grammy-winning Poodle Hat.
Poodle Hat, that's right. And how many Grammys have you won?
Oh, I've lost count, but I think three.
Strange that you would lose count after two. I'm not going to count anymore.
It's confusing after two, really.
Do you still go to the Grammys? I know you were nominated this year.
When I'm invited, when I'm nominated, because if I'm not invited or nominated, I'm just kind of in the way.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing here? Are you up for anything? No, not really.
Award shows are boring. They really are, aren't
you?
Don't
really go to them if you don't have to.
Yeah, they're really super boring. Now, are you on the nominating committee?
I'm not on the board of governors. I used to be a long time ago. Mm. But no, I'm a voting member, but that's it.
So you don't nominate the things, but they give you the nominations.
Everybody actually gets to nominate at the Grammys.
Oh, great.
Like they give you a form, and if you have stuff to nominate, you send in the forms, and it all appears on a huge mega master list of people that can be nominated.
Oh, I see. So you're saying if you have product that you want to be nominated,
if you want to nominate somebody else,
oh, you can do that. Really?
Sure.
Oh wow, have you ever done that? Have you ever been like, you know what, this really deserves a Grammy? I'm going to nominate.
No. I don't think so. I'm sure they're nominating themselves. If they think they're so hot.
Yeah, the Grammys. Boy, you were up. What won this year?
Stephen Colbert.
Colbert, right, yeah. Right. And it was you were up against Patton
and George Lopez and Kathy Griffin.
Right.
Yes.
I'm going to turn to the right very briefly. Your left, my right.
All right,
I'm going to...
Oh, look who's here!
I'm going to welcome our new guest. It's Garfunkel and Oates.
What's up, guys?
How's it going?
Ricky Lindholm, Kate McCucci. How are you girls?
Good.
Or women. Or how are you today? That's what I should say.
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, thanks.
Now, Al, you've been in show business for 87 years.
Yes.
And you girls, how long have you been doing it? 87 minutes.
Yeah.
Got that.
Well, Garfunkel and Oates, I guess, well, almost 2 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, not 87, but...
Now, for those people who don't know who you are, who are not rabid and avid listeners of the show, you've been on here a couple of times, like 2 or 3 times, I believe. And but you are a singing duo, a comedy...
Comedy folk duo?
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
And you have records out, or you have at least one record out?
We have one record out. We're working on our new one. We have one out called Music Songs, and our next one's called All Over Your Face.
Now, how many hours in the studio do you spend a day? Because Al spends 12, and I would love to know what your work ethic is like.
I haven't been in the studio for a couple months, I guess. Well, I don't know.
It's weird. We go back and forth. Like we'll spend 12 hours in the studio, but we can't like
really trying to one up Al.
No,
here.
No.
You spend 12 hours in the studio?
Yeah.
Well, because you rent it by the day.
Locked out.
So,
Al, I'm surprised you don't have your own studio.
Not really. I've got a mini studio in my house that I do demos, but it's not nothing you'd want to hear really on the radio.
Right. Yeah. Are you ever going to release any of those demos?
No.
Box set? No. Are they really? No. You're embarrassed by them?
Well, I mean, I just wouldn't want them out there floating around.
What do you think about when someone dies? I'm not saying you're dying.
I hate that.
You hate it. It's very sad,
that
isn't
sucks.
It? No, but when someone passes away, usually they like go through their studio and like release all their stuff, that they wouldn't want released.
Here's what I'm going to do. When I start feeling ill, I'm going to just start bulk erasing all my old stuff. I'm not going to take any chances.
How are you feeling, by the way?
I'm feeling okay so far.
Okay, good. How do you guys feel about that? Do you have demos?
We do, and we just put them right up online.
Yeah. That is what your record is.
Yeah, I mean, that's all our stuff's on YouTube. We like write a song, record it that day with my crappy video camera, and we put it online, and it's pixelated and crappy and on my couch.
Yeah.
So it's sort of we have two different schools of thought here. You like to take your time with what you do and release it when it's ready, and you guys just kind of.
Well, we're taking our time with All Over Your Face.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Now, why call it All Over Your Face?
Because it's funny.
Is that some sort of allusion to...
No.
Mm-mm. Ejaculate?
Well, yeah.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
It was just sort of like this inside joke. We were using other things to do all over your face. Like, I'm going to sew up a button all over your face or whatever. I'm going to play Parcheesi all over your face. And it just went from there. But Kate wanted she wanted it to be called something else, and we went on stage in Seattle, and I was like, I want to call it All Over Your Face, and everyone laughed, and then
I said, okay,
yeah,
but that's pretty much the way it goes.
Yeah, because Kate wanted to call it Garfunkel and Oates Sing Their Songs, and then nobody laughed, and she was like, fine.
So basically, when you guys have an argument, you go out there on stage and surprise Kate by trying to get laughs and win the argument. Is that how it goes?
Well, that time, yeah,
it did work that time for sure.
It works out well. The other day, I dragged Kate to a sex store because
she'd never
been.
I did not want to go.
She didn't want to go. She was.
Let's talk about it. All right, ladies. Let's go slow, though.
Well, she'd never been, and I was like, oh, we have to go.
Slower.
Slower. And Ricky's like, come on, let's go to, what is it called?
The pleasure chest.
And I was like, no, but then I also knew, Ricky was right. It would make a really funny story.
But we go in, and literally there's a guy giving a seminar about hand sex, like different things you can do with your hand, and we walked in during the half hour anal play section and Kate's like, we're leaving. I'm like, no, we're not. And we just listened to this guy totally normal talking about all the different things you can do in that area.
I just kept thinking that if I like crawled up in a ball, I might like disappear. I was standing behind.
Was that one of the tips, is crawl up in a ball?
Yeah. Maybe I was half paying attention, but then I was like behind this, like, I don't know what kind of clothing that was or what you would call it.
Lingerie.
Oh, yeah. It was fancy and leathery. And I just kept thinking, oh, no one's going to see me. And then, of course, somebody came up to us.
A girl immediately walks up to us. You two look familiar. Kate's like, no, I don't. And then I bought some stuff. And the girl behind the counter.
Was it leathery?
No. It vibrated and stuff.
Huh?
And the girl behind the counter had to test the batteries on everything.
Kate was like mortified, and the girl took good 10 minutes to check us out, and she was like, hey, have you ever done this with this thing? And she's like, you can stretch it out, you can go like that. And Kate's like, oh my God. And this girl just like unsolicitedly was giving me tips on different ways to use all the stuff that I was buying.
Had you stretched it out before?
I hadn't. No.
First of all, 2 points. I've never been inside a sex store where they're giving seminars. Usually it's just a bunch of sad, lonely people getting quarters. But
I was shocked at the people that were there.
Yeah, the people, they looked like your second grade reading teacher.
Oh,
like,
really?
It was a mother and daughter
people
there.
Mrs. Piggins was there?
Yeah. It was the most
normal
people.
You mean someone's second grade.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And yours, yeah. Mrs. Piggins was there.
Other point I have is the pleasure chest. Now, that's a parody of a treasure chest, right? Now, Al, what do you think about that as a parodist yourself?
Yeah.
pretty good.
As far as sex stores themed on pirate icons, I think it's pretty good.
That's an A plus as far as those criteria go. So are you going to write a song about it?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, we were thinking about doing like a short or something where Kate and I work at a sex store called Fuck Mart, and everything's like
blurred out. And you can hardly see our faces. Everything else is blurry.
Like, but instead of Kmart.
Right. Exactly.
I see how they see what they do.
Yeah. Like it be fun,
the FUC is really tiny. And Kmart.
Exactly. Oh, that would be a good like, you know, graffiti on a Kmart.
See, now I like how you're thinking more like, you know, you're more like Banksy.
Yeah.
Because you just saw
that
movie.
I just saw the movie. I'm all about graffiti. I know. I want to start tagging things.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Well,
actually,
you can start with photos in Facebook.
That's true. if I was savvy enough, I might be able to tag some friends.
Well, now, you guys tour a little bit. I mean, you go and do dates. Have you ever done like an actual tour where it's like...
Not yet. We just go to one city for like a day or two and then come back. Just mostly because we do like commercials and auditions and stuff during the week, and so we can only go on the weekends.
Al, does your tour get in the way of that? Commercials and auditions? And
I've turned out so many commercials and auditions for my tour, but it's a sacrifice I'm making for the fans, for the people, my friends.
Al, what can you tell these guys about touring? Like, give them some tips and just tell them, like, because eventually you're going to go on a week. You're doing 3 months, you were saying.
Yes, yes.
What can you tell them? What's the most important thing to think about?
The most important thing is make sure that you're contract writer specifies how the cheese is cut on the deli tray backstage, because you want the cheese cut into isosceles triangles, because that way you can fit a lot more on the plate. You don't want full pieces of cheese. It's very important. Just get what you want. Make yourself happy.
I actually saw our writer, and the only thing on it is two bottles of water.
Just two? Yeah. Really? No more than that?
Yeah, no, that's all.
The bare minimum tour.
That's now, all we've got so far.
I prefer a crisp cut on my cheese, because I like people thinking it's crisp cut potatoes, and then they bite into it and they're like, "Ah!"
What's a crisp cut?
You know, like
it's like wavy, isn't it?
Crinkly,
yeah, crinkle cut.
And I just heard, I don't know if this is true or not, I heard that the whole thing about the no brown M&Ms for Van Halen, you know about that. Mm-hmm. I heard that was, they put that in there just to see if they were paying attention.
Right.
Like, you know, if they didn't catch the no brown M&Ms, maybe they didn't get the right kind of speaker system or the, you know, right kind of setup.
Exactly,
here. That was just a little something they had. So, and it was like, oh, they're crazy about those brown M&Ms.
Did you ever think to put something funny in your rider?
Well, a long time ago, like in the 80s when we were touring, I actually had one Hawaiian shirt for every show that we did. So,
meaning they had to provide
the promoter had to provide me with
one
garish
Hawaiian shirt. And that was just a way to get your collection up.
Yeah, well, kind of just like something for fun. And my manager said, hey, well, you want to like put something crazy on the rider? Yeah, give me a Hawaiian shirt. And so I wound up with like an extra like 200 Hawaiian shirts that year.
Do you still keep all of yours?
I've got most. When I got married, my wife went through all my stuff, and a lot of it got donated, and some of it got thrown away, and some of it wound up in a storage facility somewhere in the valley, and I still have a room full of Hawaiian shirts in my house.
Do you keep the important ones, like the one that's on certain records?
Yeah. We either donate that or raffle it off, or I have it somewhere in my personal shrine.
What do you have in Hard Rocks Across America? Hard Rock cafes.
I know that there was an accordion.
I was talking to Garfunkel.
Oh, sorry.
No.
I have an accordion that was painted up like a Hawaiian shirt, which I'm not sure where that wound up. That's been circulating around the world, but it's somewhere, yeah.
And that's the only thing in any Hard Rock?
To my knowledge, yeah.
Really? How about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Anything in there?
Nothing in there. No.
Wax museums?
No.
All right. We'll get you there.
All right.
Now, what about the Hollywood Walk of Fame? What's happening with that? Anything going on?
The fans have been trying for a long time to get something going on there.
It's insane that you're not on that. I mean, seriously, I legitimately think it's crazy. I mean, the people that are on there, have you ever, like, what? First of all, the Hollywood Walk of Fame, for those of you who are not from Hollywood, it is just the seediest part of town. And, you know, it used to be something, but now it's just, like, it's so gross. There's just homeless people sleeping on, you know, Lucille Ball's star, you know.
And it's always been a dream of mine to have a hobo vomit on my star.
And
someday,
the people that are on there, if you go through the list of people, you don't know who half of them are. And not only because the majority of them were from the 30s and 40s, you know, like radio personalities or DJs from the 30s, but even the ones that are on there now, like, you have no idea who they are. And yet a big star like you is...
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't say. I mean, you know, some of these people that you don't know, they could have very well been the Ryan Seacrest of the 40s.
Yeah, he got one like 2 years ago, Ryan Seacrest.
Well, sure. But, yeah. You know, I mean, how long have you been trying to get on there? I mean, you haven't been trying to get on there. We should make that clear.
Heaven forbid.
No, Al Yankovic does not do that. But the fans...
I don't try anything.
You let the fans do it for you. But the fans have been trying to get you on there for years now. And basically, it's a big kind of way to generate money for the city. Because you have to pay $20,000 or something.
It's some kind of extortion, yeah.
It's like Yelp.com. Like, right. They're extortionists now. I don't know if you've read about that. Oh, boy. But you have to pay $20,000 to the city just to get considered,
I
believe.
Is it that much? It's more every year.
Yeah.
Like, the fans raise a certain amount of money, and then I didn't get in, and then they upped it, and now they're still trying to raise money. It's kind of crazy.
It seems to me like if you're a star like Al Yankovic, if you... You shouldn't even have to raise $20,000. But if you do 1 year, just give the star to you.
Uh-huh.
It's ridiculous. You have to raise another 20 grand or something. And my figures may be way off, but come on. Come on, Hollywood.
Get your act together.
I should become the mayor of Hollywood.
I wish
you
would.
Who was that guy who was doing
it? I would vote for you,
Johnny. Johnny Mountain? Wasn't
Johnny, Johnny Mountain was a man. He was a mighty man.
Oh, no, he's a weatherman.
Oh, okay.
Who am I thinking of? What do you think? Do you think you'll ever get your stars out there? Do you think Hollywood will even exist by the time that you're able to get a star?
I don't. I just want an impersonator, one of those people who.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be better than having a star.
Oh, like the dirty Garfunkel and Oakes.
Yes.
when my daughter was really tiny, we used to see like the impersonators, like in there's Dirty Elmo. It's like Elmo, except like filthy.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want Dirty Elmo to touch you, honey.
There's grimy SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Right.
I like the Spider-Man in sweatpants.
Yeah, yes. He's amazing.
Do you ever go out, and I'm sorry to keep asking questions over to this side, but I keep thinking of them, whatever pops in my head. I don't have a list here of questions.
No, you're winging it.
When you go out on the streets, do you take steps not to be recognized?
No, not. I don't like do the floppy hat and the sunglasses. I mean, like, when people see me, they go, "Oh, it's Al wearing floppy hat and the sunglasses." You know? No, I just, you know, in LA, most people leave you alone. It's like, people see a lot of celebrities here, and it's not like they go nuts if they see.
There's
them
a code alone. Here when you live here not to go up and bother celebrities. It's pretty much an unspoken thing, like, you know, or you see so many of them, but it's just kind of like, we all live here because you're not bothered here.
Right. I mean, L.A., New
I'm including
York,
myself,
yeah,
by the way.
Yes. I mean, you get to certain parts of the country and it's more like, you're the guy on TV! Hey!
Yeah, if you ever go outside of L.A., and you walk around anywhere, yeah, just like you're stopped constantly. But here, no one really bothers you. But are you guys recognized now more and more? I know that, Kate, you were on Scrubs for a while, so...
Yeah, I find that if people come up to me, it's usually because of that, but...
Or because of your Hillshire Farms commercial.
That's true.
They always walk up to Kate and go, "Go meat," and she's like, oh.
Wait, hold on, back up. Go meat?
I'm in a sausage commercial that continues to air since 2007. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, when I walk around with my mom, I was actually just home in Pennsylvania, and so people are like, "Oh, you're on Scrubs," and my mom is always like, "And a sausage commercial." She's so proud
she's
of that.
More proud of that.
Yeah.
I'm recognized all the time. That's well established. So now you're going to be playing some songs here to give a little taste of what you do for people who are not as familiar. And what do you want to play first?
One More Minute?
Yeah, let's do it.
Now, I got a hold of you earlier in the week, and I said, can you do this show? And I asked if you would do a cover of one of Al's songs, and you were nice enough to work this up for this program.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this is a Comedy Death Ray Radio exclusive.
Yes.
You've never performed this before.
Nope.
And it is a cover of Al. This song was on the Dare to Be Stupid record.
Yep.
And is possibly one of your biggest non-parody hits.
Yes, so sure.
Right. And here it is. This is Garfunkel and Oates with their version of One More Minute. And I have to relinquish my mic so we can put it by her guitar on Indy 103.1. There's going to be a little bit of dead air. Here we go. Garfunkel and Oates, right now.
All right.
Ready?
I think so. You ready?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I heard that you're leaving. Gonna leave me far behind. So far behind you up, cause you found a brand new lover. You decided that I'm not your kind. So I pulled your name out of my Rolodex, and I tore all your pictures in two, and I burned down the malt shop where we used to go, just because it reminds me of you. That's right, you ain't gonna see me crying. I'm glad that you found somebody new, cause I'd rather spend eternity eating shards of broken glass than spend one more minute with you. Guess I might seem kinda bitter. You got me feeling down in the dumps, cause I'm stranded all alone in the gas station of love, and I have to use the self-service pumps. Oh, so honey, let me help you with that suitcase.
Your suitcase.
You ain't gonna break my heart in two.
One plus one is
two. Cause I'd rather get 100,000 paper cuts in my face than spend one more minute with you.
Fuck, I'd rather rip out my intestines with a fork than watch you going out with other men.
Fuck you, fuck you.
I'd rather slam my fingers in a door again, 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 again.
Oh, can't you see what I'm trying to say, bitch?
I'd rather have my blood sucked out by leeches, shove an ice pick in a toenail or two. I'd rather clean all the bathrooms in Gensel's Central Station with my tongue than spend one more minute with you.
Yes, I'd rather run naked in a huge pile of scum tacks or stick my nostrils together with crazy glue. I'd rather dive into a swimming pool filled with double-edged razor blades than spend one more minute with you. I'd rather rip my heart right out of my ribcage with my bare hands and throw it on the floor and stomp on it till I die than spend one more minute. Just one more minute, and spend one more minute with you.
Exclusive!
Wow.
Wow.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
Wow. Now with added subtext.
Yes.
Very cool.
Nothing sub about that subject.
Added text.
Added text.
Yeah.
Wow, that was, how does it feel as someone who wrote that?
I'm quite honored. That's amazing. Wow. That
Thank
was great.
You. Thank you so much for doing that, guys.
Thanks
you.
For asking us to. We're
like, we need a kazoo. We need some swear words.
To really make it.
Made it your own, yeah.
Right.
Self-service pump. That is a sort of a double entendre.
Sorta.
How did you feel about putting that on the record?
It's one of those kind of things that, you know, it goes over most six-year-olds' head. And then, like, when they're in college, they go, oh, I get it now.
Now, we talked about that video. You were kind enough to do the Comedy Death Ray movie series, which I do here in L.A. at the Santa Family.
Uh-huh.
And you showed Top Secret, one
That's
of
right.
your favorite movies. And I had no idea that that video that you, did you direct it or you were?
No, that was Robert K. Weiss and Jay Levy directed that.
And but it was heavily inspired by Top Secret.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, it was inspired by Elvis and the Jordanaires mm-hmm. via Top Secret. It's sort of like it was really doing Elvis, but the way that Nick Rivers from
Val
the movie
Kilmer.
Would have done it. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I had never really seen the correlation between that, and then we showed both of them back to back, and everyone went, "Oh,
uh-huh.
self-service pump."
Yeah.
Oh, and Nick Rivers.
There you go.
Okay, so we're going to go to a song now. When we come back, we will have more Al Yankovic and more Garfunkel and Oates. Pick it out. What do you like?
Oh, my goodness. Your horoscope for today, number 6, disc 2.
Disc 2, number 6, coming back on Comedy Death Ray. Uh, there we go. And your stew on the board. that is your horoscope for today, handpicked by Al Yankovic, our special guest in the studio. I'm also here with Garfunkel and Oates, our other special guests. Mm-hmm.
Our other guests.
Yeah. Our less special guests.
Yep.
That is featuring Real Big Fish, you told me.
Right? Yeah, some of the guys are.
Some of the guys from that. Yeah, yeah. As a, you know, a someone who's deeply entrenched in the Orange County ska scene as I was, as maybe you don't know my bio, but anyway, I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah, Richard Blade from, he used to work on K-Rock,
yeah.
Said, if you get a Real Big Fish on there, K-Rock will play this thing to death. Like, oh. And that never happened.
Yeah. Did how many, like, does radio play your stuff that much anymore?
Not
or
too
did
much.
Did they even back then?
Morning shows, you know, all the wacky, crazy, kooky morning zoos. They would play the songs like the week they came out. But they never really got into station rotations.
I know Eda did. I mean, that definitely was played as like a top 40 hit.
I mean,
here, at least here on Kiss FM and stuff like that, I remember they would play it just like it was actually Beat It. You know,
right? Well, that was back in the day. I mean, playlists and rotations have tightened up a lot since then.
Yeah, I mean, but radio is changing so much to where stuff like this, I mean, this is, you know, a radio thing that is turned into a podcast, is actually more popular than a lot of radio stations now. Is that exciting for you?
Well, yeah, it is. Like, the internet is sort of like the new radio. It's sort of like that's where you go, really, when you want to hear music. And, you know, you certainly more, you can hear anything you want to.
Do you find that music is kind of, like, recorded songs are losing their monetary value? Like, those are almost advertisements
I've noticed that.
Are you getting less and less rich?
I'm getting less and less rich every day.
Seriously, how much money do you make?
Well, I was waiting for this question.
How much do you make? Tell it to us.
Let me check my wallet. Just big piles. You would be overwhelmed by the sheer immensity.
Everyone who has asked this jokes around, but God damn it, I want to know how much money you make.
How much do I make? It varies from year to year. It's not like I'm on a salary.
But by all accounts, your house is lovely.
Thank you. You've never been there.
I have never been, but
you have to come over sometime.
I would love to. It would be a dream come true. From what I've heard, you ride around on a Segway.
Yes,
throughout your expansive mansion.
That's how I welcome people to my house. They do one lap around the house on my Segway.
Oh, that sounds so fun. Okay, we're gonna earlier today on my Twitter account, I asked for a few questions, so we're gonna take some questions for Al. So, do we have the Twitter theme, by the way? Engineer Stu. All right, that is the Twitter theme. Let's take that down just a little bit. Okay, so let's just go through a few of these. The Mall asks, Al, would you ever record some non-comedic songs?
Well, my last couple albums have been non-comedic. I think people have just taken them the wrong way.
I noticed that.
Yes.
No, but seriously, have you ever, first of all, has your wife ever said, Al, would you write me a song?
No, she's never said that.
But have you?
But have I written? I've written many songs for her.
Really?
No. No, I don't really have any desire to write non-comedic songs. I think there's enough people in the world that do that already.
Mm-hmm.
So I like my niche or niche as whichever you prefer.
I prefer niche.
Niche.
Niche as well. All right. John with the Wind. Oh, I get it. Asks, can you please make a follow-up to UHF?
Okay.
Great. No, but you are making a movie.
Well, here's that.
Okay.
this is the world exclusive premiere of this information.
Oh boy, exclusive! Let everyone get ready for it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's not good news. The my whole Cartoon Network deal sort of fell apart.
Oh.
Yeah, they had a whole schedule of these features that they had in development, one of which was mine. And a couple of weeks ago, they decided that they weren't in the feature film business anymore.
Oh, my.
So
you know what?
I went into turnaround, as they say in this town.
I just took a meeting with them, like 6 weeks ago.
Did
and
you?
They were all like, yeah, we're making features. We're
Yeah, no, it happened very abruptly. So I still have an overriding production deal, so I may be doing something else for them, but they decided that the script which I had written, which they loved, by the way, they can't be making, and so we're going to try to shop it somewhere else.
What would the budget be for it, I would wonder? I mean, is it like in your $6 million?
It could be made for that. I mean, you know, they had a certain number that they were going to be using, and if it goes somewhere else, I mean, that's adjustable, I guess.
Yeah, it's just okay. So, like, where else can you, could it be... like a straight to DVD thing that you shoot, or could it be like released on the internet, like Dr. Horrible was? Not to like lower expectations for it, but I mean, like we were talking about with the internet.
Lower expectations, that's always good.
But with the internet, like anything can happen now. It seems to me like you could release product on the internet that you sell for, you know, $3-4 for the movie, and you could like make the budget back, I would think.
Yeah, well, I'll look into that.
Okay. You and I need to start a partnership is what I'm saying. So that is unfortunate news. So sorry to hear about that. But you don't even want to talk about what the idea was because it's still around.
Hopefully it'll show up in some other incarnation.
And you actually did write the script.
Yeah, it was fourth draft, approved, ready to be greenlit, and then kind of everything went away.
And people listening wonder, how can that possibly happen to someone
How can
like
that
you?
Happen in this town?
But it
That's
happens
crazy.
All the time.
That's never happened in Hollywood before.
Happens all the time, and even to someone like Al here, who I think the audacity. How dare you even give notes to an Al Yankovic? Okay, Tex Cub asks, Weird Al's music is very, parentheses all, clean in lyrics, other than this self-service pump, this filth that you're out there peddling.
And the new version of One More Minute, of course.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Is this done on purpose for a sometimes younger audience? Or is that just how you are?
Well, it's mostly how I am. I mean, certainly my first couple albums, I wasn't thinking of necessarily who my audience was. I was just doing the kind of music that I liked.
And the kind of music that you could put out. Because the time, no one ever put, like, swears on records, really.
Well, I don't know about that. But it was just the kind of stuff that I enjoyed doing and the kind of comedy I wanted to put out in the world. And as a result of that, I noticed immediately that I had a very family-type following. I mean, my shows, there would be a lot of kids. And I realized that a lot of my fan base was very young, and then at that point I became conscious of like not wanting to, you know, go too much in that direction.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about putting out just a totally blue album? Or did I ask this last time you were on the show?
I don't know if you did or not. No, that's never really occurred to me. But maybe I will now that you brought it up.
Let me produce it.
Okay.
with this voice, too. I want you to sing 12 Hours in the Studio before you get to my studio. Froggy Al's blue album. Your Uncle Marty asks, is Al aware of many others in the weird community beyond Weird Al and Weirder Scott? Uh-oh.
First of all, I don't have an Uncle Marty. and second of all, yeah, there's a lot of people out there, but nobody really, really has the gravitas of, of Weirder Scott.
Oh, okay. Now, let's talk about this, really. I didn't want to bring him up, but the Weirder Scott is my alter ego.
Oh, that's you?
The secret's out. This is an exclusive. The secret's out. I sometimes do the world's worst parody songs under my guise of Weirder Scott, but mainly because I think, you know, you're greedy when it comes to laughs. Why hoard all the laughs, you know?
Like, I'm sorry.
Share the laughs.
I apologize. Please, be my guest, my friend.
You've had them for 30 years. Just spread them around a little bit.
All
you know
right.
what I mean? Give some to Garfunkel and Oates over here, you know? Like, because you have the Midas touch. You're like Jacob in Lost. You can just, like, touch people's shoulders, and then all of a sudden they get all the laughs that you get. Not all. No, certainly not all. Okay, those are our Twitter questions.
We're going to do a parody song.
Really?
But we decided to do a parody of one of our own songs and do, like, a horrible parody of it.
Okay.
So we have a song called I Would Never Have Sex With You, and it's going to be called I Would Never Dissect a You. It's going to be all about dissecting sheep eyeballs.
Yeah. Speaking of songs, are you guys ready to hit us with another one?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can
which,
do that.
Which one do you want?
Which one do
you want?
You
want the rap or you want self-esteem?
Let's do the rap.
Okay.
I'd love to
okay.
hear the rap, because I'm not sure if we'll get to the third one, so it would be great to... this is a song that I've seen you guys play for a few months now. Big hit. People seem to love it. And what do you want to say about it?
Nothing.
Yeah, not much. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Do you guys need any echo on your vocals for this? Or
sure.
Do you need,
a little bit, maybe.
Do we?
Stu, what do you think?
All right.
Do you or do you not?
No, we don't.
You don't. Okay. You like to be dry.
Yeah.
Just dry vocals like Amy Mann.
Yeah.
No echo. Mm-hmm. All right. So this is, do you want to say what the title of the song is?
It's called This Party Just Took a Turn for the Douche.
Indie 1031.
We roll into the bar, cause that's how we do. Garfunkel,
Oates,
and the rest of the crew. Give a dollar to my homegirl and watch that bitch go. She
hits out the jukebox and puts on Jim Croce. Operator, can you help me place this call? We're laughing and talking and the drinks are flowing, and I'm liking the direction this night is going. But then I look up and something has changed. Everyone around us looks fucking deranged.
I look to my left, I look to my right. Nothing but Von Dutch hats in sight. With super tight abs and super tan skin, I swear this ain't the club that I walked in.
The techno music starts to play, and the room smells like Axe body spray. I'm like gold in my ear with no gold in my ear. Please tell me what the hell happened here.
Yo, it ain't pretty, but you know it's the truth. This party just took a turn for the douche. For the douche, for the douche, for the motherfucking douche. Thought it was a perfect party. Now it's just a lot of Ed Hardy. This party just took a turn for the douche.
Guess I can't beat him, so I'm gonna join him. Need some douche phrases and I'm gonna coin him. Put my Bluetooth in and I'm on my way.
Gonna be a motherfucking douchebag today. Gonna groom my beard like a bonsai tree. Wax off my chest like Mr. Miyagi. Got a Chinese tat, don't know what it means, but it makes me look deep to girls in their teens.
Don't need sleeves on my shirt, just rip them off and leave them exposed like Bernie Madoff. Fake tan so brown you can call me Foxy. Gonna pop my collar like Limba Pops Oxy.
Got more chains than Mr. T, and I pity the fuckwad who messes with me, cause I'm doing roids till my balls get teeny like Dennis Quaid in Inner Space up inside the weenie.
Getting crunk on brewskis with my broskies. Cooler than Ice Cube wearing snowskis. Sweeter than the life of Zach and Cody.
Higher than the voice of Truman Capote. Yeah, I'll drop a G for that bottle of goose. This party just took a turn for the douche. For the douche, for the douche, for the motherfucking douche. Thought it was a perfect party. Now it's just a lot of Ed Hardy. This party just took a turn for the douche. We're an army in the night like Norman Mailer, and it's time to be a tool like my name is Tim Taylor. I'm a VIP cause my table said so. I'ma use some roofies cause the skank said no. I like my hair like I like my girl's drink, spiked as fuck.
Did my last keg stand like General Custer, and I'm assessing the damage like a claims adjuster. I ain't your daddy, but I'll call you son. Yeah, I get metaphysical like fucking John Dunn.
I'm holding up the beats like I was Lloyd Dobler. Girls are on the dance floor shaking their cobbler. I'm cool like LL, fly like Jeff Goldblum, and I'm gonna find the biggest hoe in this room.
Girls waxes but Brazilian, her manicure's French. Jean Nictay is her signature stench. She's got rocks in her fingers and beneath her areolas. Her garden's more savage and a
chicha cherry colas. Her heels are as clear as my intentions to bang her. Hope she's birth controlled like Margaret Sanger. Gonna boner to boner Mike Seaver, her beaver, take her gold for cash, then motherfucking leave her.
I ain't in love with you, cousin. I ain't George Michael Bluth. This party just took a turn for the douche. For the douche, for the douche, for the motherfucking douche. Thought it was a perfect party. Now it's just a lot of Ed Hardy. This party just took a turn for the douche, for the douche, for the motherfucking douche. Thought it was a perfect party. Now it's just a lot of Ed Hardy. This party just took a turn for the douche.
That's it, yo. Thank you.
Oh, that is Garfunkel and Oates with a live version of This Party Just Took a Turn for a Douche. I may have put too many words in that title, or is that it?
That's it.
Now, to explain to our listeners, Jeff Goldblum was in a movie called The Fly back in 1988, I believe.
Something like that, yeah.
And Ed Hardy was Clothes the Cool People Wore back in the early 2000s, somewhere in there. Okay, so I think we're up to date, right? Yeah. We're up to speed.
A song should come with footnotes.
Yeah. Really. I had to explain to my mom what a douche was. she was like, Ricky, don't use that word. And I was like, no, it's very specific. And I showed her that website, Hot Chicks with Douchebags. Have you seen this one?
No.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's a picture of hot chicks inserting... No, wait. What are you... I may be on a very different website.
No, people just send in pictures of really pretty girls with super douchey dudes, and there's 1,000 pictures on there. It's really funny.
How's your mom feel about it now?
She's on board. She was like, oh, I see.
But she has no problem with the other filthy curse words that you are using.
They came to a show. My parents came to a show, and they were sitting in the front row in New York, and the first song we say fucking cunts, and every time I said a really bad word, I looked right at my dad. I didn't mean to. It was like, I couldn't look away. And yeah, it was weird having them there, and they didn't say anything. They were like, that was good. Good job. But yeah.
That's too bad.
I mean, what are they going to say?
Enunciated.
Yeah. Well, the weirdest, my mom and I would never have sex with you. We say, I would never go down on you. And after that came out, my mom called and she was like, Ricky, I have a question. In that second verse, you say, like, that one thing, and she's like, you've never done that, have you? Yeah. And I just like didn't know what to say. And so I just hung up. Yeah. And then my mom called the next day and never mentioned it. Because I didn't know. I couldn't say yes. I couldn't say no. There was no right answer. So when she called back, we just never talked about it after that ever again. And she's never sort of asked me about any of the lyrics.
But I
that.
Am serious when I ask this. You haven't done that.
No. God, no. Yeah.
Kate, what about you?
Do you blow people?
No, not if you vote. I don't mean to. No, but your parents.
Both my parents. Yeah, no, I mean, I didn't start swearing until a couple years ago. So this is new for
until you met me, probably.
Pretty much. So it's new for me and my parents. But when my parents came to New York to see us perform a few months ago, we have a song called Weed Card, and we talk about, you know, smoking pot. And I mentioned that my dad gave me a roach clip when I was 12, and he stood up in the middle of the crowd and was like, yeah. And so I think he was a little proud of that, I guess.
Are your parents like artists or bohemians or what?
They're pretty creative people, but no, I wouldn't say they were definitely hippies back in the day. So I think they're all right with it.
And did that inform your sort of growing up why you didn't curse or why you, I mean.
They did say you can drink, you can smoke, just do it in the house. And so my brother and I didn't do anything. I was just a very strange, backward kid. Like I just stayed home and drew pictures and practiced my piano all day. Yeah. That was
you just
it.
Were who you were. Yeah. I feel like you would have been who you are wherever you came from.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I was just very happy staying at home making things. So I was pretty obedient. So.
All right. Well, thanks so much for doing that song. And now it's time to move on to one of our fans' favorite parts of the show. This is a little game that we like to play. Would you rather? Time to play Would You Rather? We all know how this is played.
I love that theme song.
Yeah. It's too long. I wish they would do a shorter version of it. But, you know, you'd play what they give you. We all know how this is played. I ask only when I ask, by the way. I had a very nice young gentleman send me a bunch of them today. But only when I ask, because it clogs up the my at replies, you know. But he was very nice to send me a whole bunch of them. But instead, we're going to go with this one. I will ask a question that is sent to me on my Twitter account of a choice of what you guys would rather do, and then I'll open the floor for questions, and you can ask me any question about any scenario. Mm. Just get specific about, you know, to really inform your choice about would you rather. Don't vote until it's time to vote, and then we'll take a vote, and then we'll determine who a winner is. So that's pretty clear, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, all right. So this comes to us from Nate Lopez. Nate Lopez asks, would you rather be made completely out of spiders or only have the ability to speak to bathroom attendants? All right, that is the choice. Would you rather be made completely out of spiders or only have the ability to speak to bathroom attendants? I'm opening the floor for questions. Well, hit me.
I think
in for the early one, Al.
I think the obvious question is, would they all be the same spider or would they be different spiders?
That is a great question, Al. See, this is textbook how you play Would You Rather. I mean, you get in there early. You ask probably the question that's on everyone's mind.
The definitive question.
Yes, exactly. And that's going to stack the odds in your favor, I have to say. Girls, watch a master at work. This is 87 years worth of experience right here. Great question. They are not all the same type of spider. There's actually one really large one that's like the spider who lives in the woods in Harry Potter.
Would that be like the brain spider or the head spider?
That is the spider that if you kill all the other spiders, just
like the queen spider.
Yeah, they fall to the ground and you are basically dead. That is the brain of the entire nerve system of the spider. So there's a big giant one. Is that a thing, by the way, Harry Potter? Is there a spider in that or something?
Unclear.
I don't know. Maybe it's Lord of the Rings. I have no idea. One of those nerd things. There's a big giant spider and then tons of tiny little spiders. There's some are poisonous, black widows. Other types of poisonous spiders, of which I have no kind of information about, knocking around in my old head. And But the big main one is very intimidating and scares everyone, and it has an army of spiders at its command. Yes, great question.
Okay.
All can right. the spider talk to whoever
Ricky
it wants?
Ricky Lindholm, in for yes. question number two. Okay, can the
spider speak, and can it talk to anyone it wants?
That is a great question. Only one of the spiders speaks, and not the giant one. You would think the giant one would speak, but no, it's a little tiny one speaks, and it only speaks in a Borat impression.
Oh.
So that's going to stand in the way of people liking you or not. I would say people would like you as a spider more than they would like someone who does Borat impressions, but unfortunately you have both going for you. So, all right.
Can I cut in here?
Of course you can. See, this is exactly how you play. You know, try to get as many questions in
I don't mean to be aggressive or anything, but I just need
clarification. You're not going to try to hoard all the questions you do the laughs.
No. I just need clarification. Only having the ability to speak to bathroom attendants, that's a little vague. Does that mean literally that's the only ability that I would have? I wouldn't have the ability to feed myself or the ability to go to the bathroom.
That is correct, Al.
That's
great
the only,
question.
Literally the only ability
that is the
I
only,
have.
You lie there in bed all day.
And if a bathroom attendant happens to wander in, you can speak with a bathroom attendant.
But you're not going into bathrooms because
you don't have the ability to get out of bed. You're just there, an amorphous blob, laying on the bed, waiting for a bathroom attendant to come in so you can talk to him or her.
But luckily, Al, your parents are both bathroom attendants.
Uh-huh.
And both male.
Oh, I see.
You're raised by two gay parents who adopted you.
Okay.
They were nice enough to, you know, they wanted to adopt, and they were nice enough to adopt an amorphous blob, but they were lucky enough to find one that can only speak to bathroom attendants.
So you can communicate with your parents / bathroom attendants,
yes.
And they can take care of all of your everyday needs.
Yeah, so it doesn't sound that bad.
Doesn't sound that bad. Okay,
that said, their job keeps them at the bathroom usually for about 14 hours a day. They work at a very trendy establishment.
Are they swing shifts, though? I mean, do they switch off, or do they both work at
the
same
time? Do they have understudies? Is that what you're asking? they both overlap. They both work 14 hours a day, and they overlap four of those hours.
Got it. Okay. All right.
Okay. Good. Any other questions, or did Al get them all? Okay.
I'm just wondering.
Kate Micucci in.
Can you be wheeled into other bathrooms?
That is a great question. And one, might I add, that only you would think of, because you grew up the way you grew up. Yes, you can. You can be wheeled wherever you go. What world do you think this is, where wheels don't exist? Come on, Kate.
Oh, you're right.
All right, so you're going to get some points knocked off for that. But all right, any other questions here? I sense that Al has one.
Well, no, I kind of have my mind made up already. I mean, I just based on this information.
Sure? There could be anything that I have the information to that you don't have that could inform your decision.
Well,
you might want to rule some things out.
Okay, all right.
Well, I have a question.
Okay, Ricky, in for the question.
If I'm the spider, do I use my powers for good or evil?
Okay, Ricky, what powers are you talking about?
Well, you said I'm like the evil spider and I have all these spiders on me, so I must have powers, right?
That's a big assumption there.
Yeah.
Do I have no
This is ludicrous.
I have no superpowers?
What superpowers? What are you talking about? You're a giant spider that controls other spiders.
And I can talk like Borat. No superpowers at all?
No. What kind of world do you think we're in?
Well, you just made me make up my mind.
You have superpowers and you can't be wheeled into bathrooms? I mean, you girls... all right. Anyway, yes. Kate, you have something.
Well, if you're poisonous, or you do have some poisonous spiders on you,
have a few. Yeah.
Other people might be scared of you then, right?
No, actually, no one is scared of you in this scenario. Everyone, you are the most popular person in the world. That is a great question. You are the most popular being in the world. In fact, you have several television shows, both reality shows and ones you produce. Cartoon Network is making one of your movies. So you're very popular.
This is sounding better and better.
Any other questions before we close the floor?
I just got to know, like, you know, if back to the amorphous blob in the bed talking to his bathroom attendant mom and dad, which sounds pretty happening, I have to say.
Yeah.
I'm making assumptions here, but I've learned already not to make assumptions.
Please don't.
But
that makes an ass out of you and umptions.
Yes. Are the conversations in English, and would they be intelligent conversations, or they'd be monosyllabic kind of grunting conversations?
Great question. Great question, Al. Actually, on the spider scenario, when you're doing the Borat impression, Those are all in English, but in your in the scenario where you're the amorphous blob, those are all in a Kazakhstani language, which is very ironic considering that you're doing a Borat impression in the other one. I don't know if that is an actual language, by the way, Kazakhstani. I could be very wrong on that. Yeah, you're on board. Yes, and. questions over here, girls? Do you have something, Ricky?
Oh, we keep laughing because I have to pee so bad.
Be my guest.
And I've had to since for the last 2 hours, and I haven't. And every time I look at Kate, she looks at me and
looks down at
While you're holding your pee, let me ask one more question.
Right?
This is important. This is important. This totally slipped my mind, but I have to ask: would any of the spiders eat the other spiders? Are there any natural enemies?
And Ricky just has had enough. She's walked out the door. She is gone. Engineer Stu is running after her. What is happening?
This is getting dramatic.
This is anarchy. He's running out. I think Engineer Stu is in love with her.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
He just ran after her like he was Harry trying to find Sally on New Year's Eve. That was romantic.
It was pretty romantic.
And now he's back.
Oh, and he's back.
Oh, too bad.
So sad.
What was the question, Alan?
To find out if a person made out of spiders, I would literally be eating myself because some of the spiders might be natural enemies of the others.
Actually, no. The spiders do not eat each other, but they do eat flies, and that is a great question. I'm glad you asked it because one of your hands is made out of flies. That is the part.
Why were you holding that information back?
Well, you never asked about it, obviously.
One of my hands. Is it left hand or right hand?
Well, what hand do you do everything with? And I mean everything.
I'd go with the right.
It's the right.
The right hand.
Yeah.
Made out of flies.
So spiders are constantly eating your right hand made out of flies. But the great thing about it is the flies lay so many eggs that it's constantly
regenerating.
So every 24 hours, most of the flies are dead, either but from natural causes.
Yes, yes.
Or from spiders eating them.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a new hand every single morning when you wake up.
That sounds awesome.
It really does, doesn't it? Kate, do you have any more questions?
I actually think I've made up my mind.
You've made up your mind. Al, do you have any more questions?
I think I'm good. I think we all should take a pee break.
We've never done that before where all of a sudden it's a cliffhanger and we play a song and we come back for the vote. Should we do that to wait for Ricky? Yeah, you want to play a song? All right, which song do you like?
Was it Gain?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
Maybe a short one.
A short one. Oh no, pressure! A short one. Since You've Begun, disc 2, number 1. That's real short.
Disc 2, number 1. We'll be right back with cliffhanger. Would you rather answers?
Since you've been gone, I feel like I've been chewing on tin foil. Ever since the day you left me, I've been so miserable, my dear. I feel almost as bad as I did when you were still here.
That is Since You've Been Gone on Indie 103.1. Weird Al Yankovic from the album.
Oh, I think it was Bad Hair Day.
Bad Hair Day. The Grammy Award winning Bad Hair Day. You can just say that about
anything. Just say that about anything.
No,
fine.
No one remembers.
Who cares? Make your own reality.
Before that song, we were in the midst of a Would You Rather game that got very dramatic when Ricky Lindholm bolted out of the studio. And now she's back, and she's going to tell us, first of all, number one or number two, or a combination of both.
Amorphous blob.
No.
They can only speak to bathroom attendants.
I'm not asking for your would you rather vote.
Oh, that conjured up a whole different image in my mind.
What?
It was an amorphous blob. All right.
Oh, number one. But the bathrooms were locked. I get there, and it's locked, and
that's
then I had to run
flusher,
around to the front.
That amorphous blob.
Yeah.
No wonder it took you so long.
No, the stupid bathrooms were locked, and then I had to go to the front desk and get a key and then go find the bathroom again around that hallway.
Oh, boy. That's like a Abbott and Costello routine.
That was literally the most I had to pee in my entire life, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
The whole time I was sitting here, I was like, I need to leave.
All right, so we had a cliffhanger. We said we would vote. We played a song.
Damn it.
And we waited for you.
And then I just voted.
So we are going to go around the room. I'm going to start with Kate Micucci. How do you vote? Do you vote to be made out of spiders, or do you vote to be the amorphous blob who can only talk to bathroom attendants?
I would like to be made out of spiders.
And why?
Because it just sounds like it could be interesting to always have a new hand every day. Mm. And, you know, also...
You missed that, Ricky, I believe, that piece of information.
Made of flies.
Your hand is made out of flies, which the spiders eat, but it regenerates every 24 hours. Go ahead.
And in comparison to the blob who talks to bathroom attendants, it just seems like a more interesting and exciting lifestyle.
Hmm. All right. Very good. And now we move on to... Ricky Lindholm?
I'd rather be the amorphous blob.
Amorphous blob, and why is that?
Because spiders make me sick, and I feel like I'd have a lot of self-loathing. If I was a spider, I'd get really depressed.
More than usual.
Yeah, more than usual. And I just hate myself, especially if my hand was made out of flies.
Plus, you have superpowers as the amorphous blob, which, you guys never asked that question.
Oh, jeez.
So weird. Yeah,
and I'd like to be rolled around into places.
Yeah, it's so weird that you would ask about the superpowers for the other scenario, but you never even brought it up for this one. So weird. Anyway, but... Al, how do you vote?
Well, frankly, Scott, you had me at spiders. how awesome would it be to be made out of spiders?
It would be, wouldn't
it? Walk in a club and you're completely made out of spiders.
This guy and you're always going to clubs. That's the best part about that scenario.
You're not like some amorphous blob like talking to his folks in Kazakhstani.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're a spider guy eating his right hand every day.
Plus, the people at Cartoon Network are just like dying to make your movie.
Let's pitch that.
You're going to clubs.
Why not?
All right, so we have two for spiders and one for amorphous blob. Let's tally up the points. First of all, I have to say that this is textbook Would You Rather, Al, how you played it. You were in there with many questions. You were in there early. You didn't vote before we asked for a vote.
I know. I think I got DQ'd on that one.
And unfortunately, though, Ricky Lindholm came in at the end and won the round.
Oh.
Wow.
Merely by making us laugh so hard as she came in from the bathroom. Congratulations, you are
Thank
our winner.
You.
Yay.
That is amazing. And that is, once again, how you play Would You Rather. Al, be quiet.
Okay, sorry.
Song's not over.
Sorry.
Guys, can you quiet that xylophone? Song's not over. How you play, Would You Rather? That was a great game. Thank you guys so much for playing. That was really good. One thing I want to mention before we get to our final feature, I want to thank I believe it's Nathan Smart and Caroline E. Anderson. They made an incredible Wikipedia, or wiki, I guess you would call it, about this show that you can go to. It's featured on our Facebook page if you need to, but it has every single show broken down and who was on it and a biography for all the people who were on it and what the Would You Rather questions asked on it, what songs we played on it. It was really amazing. Wow. They unveiled it a couple of weeks ago, and they spent hours and hours on it, and it's really amazing. So I wanted to thank those guys for doing that and draw your attention to it, because I still get people writing to me all the time saying, what song was this song? It's all right there. All the info is right there. So I want to thank those guys for it. Okay, and so now we're here at our most popular feature on the show. And let me just say something about this. We've been doing this feature for a while. It's the plugs feature. You guys know about it. We work really hard on the show. Obviously, like, I spent hours and hours formulating what this show would be today and working hard on it. And to know that you guys are out there and you're like fast-forwarding through the main part of the show and just getting to the plug section at the end is really insulting to me, okay? Because I work hard on the show, and professional comedians come in here, and they do, like, already on the show, Garfunkel & Oates did an exclusive cover of one of Al's songs, and most of you have not heard that, because you're just skipping to this section, so I beg of you, please listen to the actual show, okay? It's vaguely insulting to me and our guests to know that you guys are doing that. So, but with that said, let us wait no longer. Here it is. What do we have today for our plug song?
We have a song by the Chris Kerrigan Choir.
Chris Kerrigan Choir, let's hear it. Plugs.
Comedy Death Ray Plug.
Comedy Death Ray Plug.
Comedy Death Ray Plug.
Comedy Death Ray Plug.
Wow, that was really good. Thank you, Chris Kerrigan Choir. That's great. People post those on our Facebook page. I believe we have a thread topic devoted to it. So if you have one, it is our most popular feature. So, thank you for donating that. Let's go to that, by the way. You know what I'm saying? Let's start over here with Garfunkel & Oates. What do you guys have to plug?
We have a show coming up on Wednesday the 19th at Largo at 9 p.m. in Los Angeles.
That is a Los Angeles show?
Yes. It's our biggest L.A. show yet. So it's
and we're
really
on
fun.
The Tonight Show on Tuesday the 18th.
Seems like you would have led with that.
Oh.
We think backwards.
It's with Jay Leno.
Oh, yeah, never mind. This is your third Tonight Show appearance?
Yes.
Yep. Wow, how do you like that?
It's fun.
How do you like them apples?
Yeah, it's fun.
Pretty good apples.
That is great. And I will say for my plugs, I have a few plugs. Coming up on Wednesday, I believe it will premiere Wednesday. I have a video I directed on Funny or Die with Sarah Silverman and a couple of surprise guests. So look for that. I believe it is premiering Wednesday. I do want to say that we will be out in Chicago doing two shows at the Just for Laughs Festival. That is coming up. I believe tickets will be going on sale this week. However, they said not to mention where they're going up on sale. But I will, I don't know why, but they said hold that for a week because maybe it's secret right now. Next week I will have all the information about where to get tickets. I believe it is June 16th and 17th, the Wednesday and Thursday of that week. So we're doing two shows, special guests, can't say who yet, but those are going to be amazing Comedy Death Ray radio shows. I will be on Breakfast with the Smiths here on Indie 103.1 this Sunday. Engineer Stu, you engineer that, I believe? Weirder Scott may make an appearance, just to let you know. And then in June, I will be doing four Comedy Death Ray movie shows at the Santa Family, which every Monday night I'll be there for their big comedy festival. That'll be really fun. All right, and now let's get to Al Yankovic. What do you have to plug, sir?
Tonight I'm going to be on Funny or Die Presents on HBO as part of the final installment of Rob Hubel's Hold Up. Also, I've got a tour coming up. So next month, I'm on the road. I'll be on the road for 3 months. If you want to see the tour dates, they're on weirdal.com.
Well, let us know some of those tour dates. What do you have?
Oh, gosh. There's so many of them. I don't know. Well, we're starting out in Rehoboth Beach. Is it right? Rehoboth or Rehoboth?
I believe it's Rehoboth.
Rehoboth Beach at the Rehoboth Beach Convention Center in Rehoboth, Delaware. And the next night, which would be June 17th, we'd be in Reading, Pennsylvania at the Sovereign Performing Arts Center. Mm-hmm. But here's the crazy part. The next night, we're at the Warner Theater, which is like blocks away from the White House in Washington, D.C. That's not June 18th.
Oh, wow.
And the following night, we're at the Atlantic City Hilton. In a Hilton, mind you.
In a Hilton?
In Atlantic City, New Jersey. That's four nights in a row, my friend. First four nights of the tour. Then we take a night off. Okay. Then, on the 21st, we're in Verona, New York, at the Turning Stone Casino. I've played there many times. People gamble there. It's a casino. It's okay. It's legal.
Okay.
The 22nd, which would be the night following the 21st, at the Zyterian Performing Arts Center in New Bedford, Massachusetts.
Oh, wow, that sounds good.
The 24th, we're in Westbury.
Wait, do you have a night off in between the 22nd?
It's not really a night off. It's pensive concentration and relearning the lyrics
and
meditating.
Okay.
You know, it's time to refocus and recenter.
Sorry to interrupt.
Then,
what do you have on the 24th?
We're in Westbury, New York at the North Folk You say folk, right? You can say that on the radio.
Yeah, of course.
North Folk
yeah,
Theater.
I believe Garfunkel and Oates said it many times earlier.
At Westbury. The 25th, we're at the Kenswick Theater in Glenside, Pennsylvania.
Okay, good, good.
The 26th, we're in Guilford, New Hampshire.
Okay, good.
At the Meadowbrook U.S. Cellular Pavilion.
Oh, U.S. Cellular. That's my favorite company.
At the 27th, we're in Holmdel, New Jersey at the PMC Bank Art Center. Huge show.
Oh, great.
You know what? There's a whole bunch of dates. Just go to the website.
Keep going.
Really?
Going. Yeah.
Okay.
What else do you have?
Then in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. This is great. I've been this many times. Summerfest. Have you been to Summerfest?
So good.
Love Summerfest. June 29th. You have to go to, if you don't live in, move to Milwaukee.
Seriously,
go to Summerfest.
Should.
It's awesome. The 30th. We're playing in a zoo. We're playing in a freaking zoo, a literal zoo, the Toledo Zoo Amphitheater in Toledo, Ohio, on July 2nd.
My birthday.
My wife's birthday as well.
Oh, really?
We should get together.
Nice. Yeah.
We should do lunch.
Yeah, I'll come to Ohio.
Oddly enough, we are still in Ohio, in Kettering, Ohio, specifically, at the Fraze Pavilion.
Is that going to be a letdown after the zoo show?
A slight letdown. This much. You know, this really goes on and on. There's like a lot of dates.
There's more dates? Gosh, I wish everyone wishes the plugs could last forever,
and not even all the dates are up yet. So if you go to weirdal.com and click the tour button and your city is not on the tour date, here's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You continually hit the refresh button every 10 seconds for the next 2 months while saying, oh, please, 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 oh, please. And maybe your city will show up.
Now it seems like there'd be computer programs that could do that. That could say, oh, please, for
you. Oh, no. It's more fun if you do it yourself.
Okay, yeah, you're right. That is fantastic. Well, hopefully that satisfies everyone who wanted an extra bonus-sized plugs feature today, because that was a true treat. Thank you for doing so many plugs. And that is it today. That is our show. It is coming up here on 1:30 here on Indie 103.1. We're back to music. I want to thank my guest, Garfunkel & Oates. Thank you so much
for coming by.
Special treat. Al Yankovic, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank
it is
you.
An honor here to have you here. Next week, we will have, I believe, Marc Maron will be one of our guests, and the Birthday Boys. So that'll be an amazing show. And maybe one other guest who has not gotten back to me to confirm. So until then, let's roll out with one last song. Al, what would you like your epitaph to be?
Let my epitaph be Pancreas, track 15, disc 2.
That's a great one. We played that last time, too. Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, Pastiche,
you
right?
You do something different?
No. It's a great song.
All right,
yeah.
Then.
That is a fantastic song. I love it. Thanks very much, everyone. We'll see you next week. Indie 103.1, Comedy Death Ray. Bye.
I'm always thinking about it. I don't